Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the PSU men's basketball team. Honored for the second week in a row, Mason Walters. Had a career-high 18 rebounds last weekend and a close win over Winona State. Congratulations, Mason.
Thank you.
You're not the biggest guy. How in the heck do you get 18 rebounds in a game?
I don't know. I think they just kind of fall my way a lot of the time. That's something that I kind of focus on, just trying to crash the boards all the time. And, you know, when you do that, you end up getting more.
Just got done chatting with Zach Nareen. I asked him a lot about you, so I'll ask you a lot about him. He started the game with 10 points in the first, like, 4 minutes. How much of a spark does that give the rest of the team?
That's a huge spark for us. For him to start the game like that, we just fed off of that, and it kind of set the tone for the rest of the night, I think. He's a guy that scores in bunches. You know, when he's hitting that three ball, he's tough to guard. So that was a big help for us and really helped us win that game.
As a shooter, he hasn't shot the ball terribly well lately. When you get a couple to fall early, you're going to have a good night, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. It's always those first couple shots. If they go down and you get your confidence up, then the rest of the game, it's just positive for you.
Basketball might be the biggest home court, home field advantage that there is. In a weird kind of a way, though, can you guys on the road kind of feed off of a hostile crowd and get yourself cranked up a little bit more?
Yeah, I think so. When you go on the road against a hostile crowd like that and you go on runs, it really quiets it up in there, and, you know, you get the momentum, and, you know, it's almost like feeding off a home crowd then. And we kind of did that on Saturday, and it really helped us a lot.
Yeah, over the last couple of minutes, as far as nerves, as far as atmosphere, as kind of sensing what might still happen for you guys?
As far as the end of the game, you're saying? We had lost one, close one down there already, so we've been in that situation before, and I think that that experience in the previous game really helped us in this one. You know, we were able to make some shots. Zach made a big three at the end there. We made a couple plays down the stretch, and that really helped us pull out the win.
Hate to bring up the one bad thing that happened down the stretch, but Lance actually missed a free throw. It doesn't happen very often. As an entire team, how do you feel you guys shoot free throws in clutch situations like that?
I think most of the time we've been able to knock them down. At least recently, up until that point, we've been making a lot of, you know, I think we only missed four the weekend before that, and so that's something that's been going well for us. And when Lance missed that one, we did a good job of picking him up and saying, hey, we're going to get a stop here and win this game. So, him missing it wasn't that big of a deal, I don't think, but it turned out all right. So,
talk about the defensive play, too, getting the held ball there with just a couple of seconds left.
That was big. Jason has been a huge player for us this year. His defensive intensity and just how hard he works has been great. And, you know, he's able to step in there and rip one away from their best player, so who's twice his size, too. So that was a really big play for us.
You guys are the only North team still alive, either on the men's or the women's side. You guys are kind of carrying the flag for the North here. The South in the men's side did have a better record, but how do you feel you guys have been able to get to this point and kind of prove that the North wasn't a cakewalk either?
Yeah, everybody's been saying the whole year that the South is the better half of the conference, and coach has been telling us that we need to play well, play for the North, you know, represent the North and say, hey, we're just as good as them. So and we got hot at the right time, and we've been playing well, and we can play with anybody, we can beat everybody, and so we're just going to go down there and try and play hard and keep this thing going.
You guys flat out didn't play well against Upper Iowa earlier this year. Revenge a word that you guys will use this week, getting ready or not?
Yeah, probably. That game wasn't a typical game for us. We had a tough game at Winona the night before, so I think we were a little tired and, you know, maybe didn't have our legs as well, and it kind of took its toll on us. And I think this time with some fresh legs and we're playing pretty well right now, it'll be a different story.
What matchups concern you with them, and what matchups do you think you guys need to take advantage of?
They're a really good team. They play hard. They have big guy down low who's been playing really well lately, and everybody on their team, they're really deep. They play hard, play good defense, so it's gonna be tough for us to play against them. For us, I think we just need to continue to do what we do, and, you know, get Dermaine open looks, get Lance in the post, and then hopefully me and Zach can step inside and outside, and, you know, we'll be able to exploit them a little bit.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com.
More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.